Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
The Strength Switch, how the new science of strength-based parenting can help your child and your teen to flourish, by Lee Waters, PhD. Read for you by Olivia Mackenzie Smith. Sometimes we find our callings. Other times our callings find us. I certainly didn't expect to be handed mine at a cocktail party. It was 2011, and I was in Philadelphia for the World Congress of Positive Psychology, sipping wine and mingling with a group of fellow positive psychology scientists from as far away as South Africa, Korea, and in my case, Australia, at the gracious home of Martin Seligman, PhD, and his wife, Mandy. Martin Seligman is widely known as a leading authority on positive psychology, a branch of psychology that scientifically studies how positive emotions, strengths, and virtues help us thrive. Since its inception in 1998, positive psychology has grown rapidly, with tens of millions of dollars invested in research and thousands of members from more than 70 countries joining the International Positive Psychology Association. Through Marty's many appointments and activities, including as director of the Penn Positive Psychology Center and his best-selling books, such as Learned Optimism, Authentic Happiness, and Flourish, he is passionate about making positive psychology a global movement. So this evening's informal gathering, which brought together professionals from around the world to connect and cross-fertilize ideas, felt very Marty to me. I had met Marty when he came to Australia to establish a positive psychology approach at a school near the University of Melbourne where I work. I had just transferred to the Melbourne Graduate School of Education from the School of Business and Economics, where, as an organisational psychologist, I'd been studying and consulting for organisations on integrating positive psychology into the workplace, particularly on how focusing on strengths as opposed to weaknesses could improve performance. Basically, I'd swapped offices for classrooms, senior execs for teachers, and workers for school kids. I was also leading the establishment of our Centre for Positive Psychology, a dedicated facility that was a first for Australia, for the university, and for me. Marty and I were talking about how effective school systems could be for introducing positive psychology to children so kids could do better in school, feel better about themselves, and become adults who will shape a society empowered by positive psychology.